Well, it certainly is a privilege for me to be here and to be able to minister the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ tonight and to be able to preach the glorious message of the Lord Jesus Christ and his saving power. And I don't think Mr. Crane's job as a preacher is in jeopardy tonight. But, however, I do thank the Lord for his enabling power, and I thank the Lord for giving me the grace to be able to say yes and to preach the word in this house tonight. If you have a Bible with you, you want to turn to Matthew's Gospel and the chapter 8 and take a reading from the first verse. Could I just say, as you're turning up that page, I want to say a word of thanks for those that gathered in the back room just before this service and were able to uphold the young people in prayer. We do appreciate that. Thank you for the prayers for myself, and I trust that God will bless tonight and he'll settle us down in his presence as we hear the word of the Lord. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 8, the verse 1. When he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him, and behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And Jesus saith unto him, See thou tell no man, but go thy way, show thyself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. We'll end our reading at the verse 4. We'll bow in the presence of God and we'll ask for his blessing on the preaching of his word. Our loving Father, we do thank thee for thy word. We praise thee for the glorious gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank thee, Father, that this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. O God, our Father, we pray that thy blessing would be upon thy word. Father, I'm conscious that I need the help of the Holy Ghost. Thank thee, Father, that if we ask, and God will give. Therefore, I take the promised Holy Ghost. I would take the very power of Pentecost to fill me to the uttermost. I take what he undertakes for me, in Jesus' name. If we wanted a title for our sermon tonight, we could say that leprosy is the sin of the soul. Right through the scriptures, leprosy was never, ever looked upon as a sickness, but rather it was pronounced an uncleanness in its victim. And therefore we could say that leprosy is a true and perfect picture of sin in the Bible. And here is a man that represents every sinful man and every sinful woman in this meeting tonight. We want to be honest tonight and call a spade a spade. If you're out of Christ and in your sin, then you're a spiritual leper. This man represents you and I out of Christ and still in our sin. In the Greek, the word for, in Luke chapter 5, and verse 12, we get a fuller account of this man's condition. The Bible tells us that this man was full of leprosy. I know I'm not a Greek scholar, but I looked this word up, and the word for full means covered in every part. So we could literally say that, behold, a man covered in every part with leprosy came to Jesus. What a sight. As he moved through the crowd, the very foulness and pollution of this man as he approached the Savior. Here is the state of every man and woman out of Christ in this meeting. And I want to look at two things in relation to this portion of Scripture. I want first to consider the man's condition and then the man's cleansing. I've already described that this man, from the very sole of his foot to the very crown of his head, was covered in leprosy. And how it is a perfect picture of the sinner. For in Isaiah we read these words, The whole head is sick, and the whole heart is faint. From the sole of the foot, even unto the head, there is no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. They have not been closed up, neither bound up, neither mollified with ointment. That is the picture of the man or the woman in this meeting outside the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible makes it clear that there's none good, no, not one. The Bible makes it abundantly clear that there's no man that sinneth not. The Bible tells us that we are as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. That's how God sees you in your sin tonight. If you have never been to Jesus for the cleansing power, if you have never been washed in the blood of the Lamb, that's how God sees you in your sin tonight. There's many striking similarities between leprosy and sin. Leprosy is generally hereditary. It's passed on from one generation to another. And how true that is of sin. The Bible says that in Adam we've all sinned. Romans 5 and the verse 12 we read, "Wherefore as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned." You see, we don't sin. We're sinners not because we sin, but we sin because we're born sinners. The psalmist David said that he was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did his mother conceive him. He was a sinner from birth. He was a sinner from the very inward parts of the womb. He was born in sin. He was shapen in iniquity. This is the clear teaching of the Word of God. There's none righteous, no, not one. Every one of us, out of Christ and in our sin, are spiritual lepers before the Lord. Not only do we see the contrast in that it's passed on from every generation, but we also see that leprosy brought forth death in its victim. Now, I don't know too much about the medical aspects of leprosy, but as leprosy raged through this man's body, it began to create a foulness and a mass of pollution. It began to work in him death. And eventually, after it raged through his body, it attacked every vital organ, leaving the victim to die a painful death. The Bible tells us that sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. There may be pleasure in sin for a season, but my friend, God is not mocked. When sin has finished with you, it'll bring forth death, eternal death in hell. Hell where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. You know, there's many today that will tell us that there's no such place as hell. We have the Jehovah Witnesses round the doors, and they're telling people that there's no hell. My friend, that's a lie from the very pit of hell itself. That's a lie from the devil. For Jesus spoke more about hell than he did about heaven. For Jesus knew what hell was like. He knew what it meant for someone to leave this scene of time, to perish in their sin, and to die in hell. Because he told the story of the rich man and Lazarus. And the rich man died, who was out of Christ and in his sin. And the Bible says that he awakened in hell, being in torment. Friend, it's a place of torment. It's a place where prayer is not heard. It's a place where there's no mercy. Hell is a real place. And if you die in your sin tonight, and my friend, on the authority of God's word, then hell is the only place that you'll go to. There's many young people in this meeting, and they've thoughts of their life and their future. And I can look up in that gallery and see many, and I know there's many unsaved. My burden for you tonight is that you'll realize that Jesus Christ is passing this way for you. The hymn writer says, Jesus is passing this way. One man by the wayside cried out for mercy. I wonder, is there one young person? And you realize that you're a sinner. You realize you need to be saved. And you realize that Jesus is passing this way tonight. Friend, you can laugh and mock at what we have got to say. But one thing is certain. Be not deceived. For God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. You want to sow to the world and to the flesh, and my friend, be warned that you'll reap corruption. Your life will be destroyed by the devil. Your life will be eventually, after the devil has taken it and ruined it, when you die without Christ, it'll end up in a Christ rejecter's hell. We're thinking too of leprosy and its similarities with sin. Leprosy in this man excluded him from society. It barred him from the congregation of the Lord. And that's the same as sin, my friend. You'll never get to heaven in your sin. You'll never get to heaven with your sin upon you. Leprosy made men outcasts. Sin makes you an outcast from heaven and from God. Sin separates between you and your God. Sin can never, ever enter heaven. Neither will the sinner, with his sin still upon him, enter into God's heaven. If sin is not removed, then it will exclude you eventually from God's kingdom. Unless you come to Christ, unless you have your sins washed in the precious blood of Christ, unless you repent of your sin and accept Christ as your own and your personal Savior, then you'll be shut out of heaven for all eternity. What an awful thought, if you were to perish and die in your sin tonight, that you'll be shut out of heaven for God's eternity. Leprosy not only brought forth death, not only excluded a man from society and the congregation of the Lord, but leprosy also was incurable by any human power. And what a likeness it is to sin. Men try in every way possible to cure their sin. They try by baptism, hoping that water will wash away their sin. They try by confirmation, thinking that because they've been confirmed, well, it'll help me remove my sin and be more acceptable to God. My friend, baptism, confirmation, good works, church attendance will never ever remove the guilt and the stain of sin from your soul. The Bible says, not when I see the watermark, no, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. If the wrath of God is ever to pass over your soul on the judgment day, then the blood mark needs to be upon your soul. The Bible tells us that the one outside of Christ is dead in trespasses and sins. Now, a dead man can do nothing for himself. And therefore, spiritually, out of Christ, you're dead in your sins and trespasses. And therefore, you can do nothing whatsoever to affect your own salvation. You can do nothing whatsoever to save your own soul. There's no other way but Christ tonight. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus also said that I am the door. By me, if any man enter him, he shall be saved. Jesus makes it abundantly clear that there's only one way to heaven, and that's through Jesus Christ himself. The precious blood that he shed on the cross can cleanse you from every sin. 1 John 1 and the verse 7 tells us, the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. The hymn writer put it like this: "What can wash away my stain? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus." Friend, it's not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us. For by grace are ye saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Friend, it's imperative tonight that you be saved. You see, the Bible tells us of a day, and that's now. The only time that you're ever sure of is now. The only breath that you're sure that you'll breathe is now. Yesterday is gone. It says water that's spilt in the ground and cannot be gathered up. Tomorrow we're never sure of. Solomon the wise king said in the book of Proverbs, "Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth." That's why the Bible says, "Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." Friend, there's no other time to be saved but now. Who knows that Jesus, who's passing this way tonight, who's in this meeting ready and willing to save your soul, may never come your way again. The Spirit of God may be speaking to you, may be striving with you, but who knows if he'll strive no more and you're left in your sin to perish. Friend, the only time you're sure of is now, and you need to be saved, and you need to be saved now. The Lord Jesus Christ has died for your sins. The Lord Jesus Christ has shed his precious blood. The Lord Jesus Christ has suffered in your room and in your stead for your sins, not his own. He was punished. He took your place. Will you not take him as your Lord and Savior tonight? The hymn writer said, "There is cleansing and healing for all who will wash in the life-giving flood. There is perfect deliverance and joy to be had in this world through the blood." We have saw the man's condition. We have likened it to every man and woman out of Christ in this meeting. We want to consider for a few more moments this man's cleansing. Before anyone can be cleansed, you must realize you're unclean. You must realize that you are a sinner. You must realize that the only one that can cleanse you tonight is Jesus Christ. You must realize the depths of your uncleanness before God. You must realize and recognize that before a holy God, we're all guilty of sin. And sin is heinous in his sight, abomination unto the Lord. Sin, the Bible says, is transgression of the law of God. And there's not one in this meeting that has never ever sinned in their lives. We all have sinned, and we must realize that we're sinners. But there's more. Because not only do we realize we're sinners, but we must realize that we're under the curse and condemnation of a holy God. Because there's sin, then there's wrath. And there's coming a day when God will judge this world by Jesus Christ. That's why we tell sinners they need to be saved. In the light of the coming judgment day, they need to be saved in the light of that day when God is appointed. He's going to judge this world. Not only are they under the wrath and condemnation, but my friend, there's danger here. Because if you die in your sin, then you'll eternally perish in hell, where the worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. There's so many, and they're unwilling to realize the fact that they're vile, filthy sinners before God. Now that was a hard thing for me, even as a prisoner in the Maze prison, to realize that I was a vile, filthy sinner. Now that might surprise you, but I had trusted in good works because I was in the Church of Ireland and I was confirmed and I sung in the choir and I was in the boys' brigade, and I was never willing to believe that I was a sinner until I realized, as I read the scriptures of truth, the Holy Spirit put his finger upon me. He showed me the holiness of God, and I realized how unworthy and unclean I was before him. And I thank God that realization led me to repentance and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. You'll never be saved unless you realize you're lost, unless you realize you're sinful, and that because of your sin, you're separated from God. Friend, you need to be reconciled to a holy God. Jesus Christ on the cross, he had sinful man in one hand and he had a holy God in another. And through his own body on the tree, he reconciled sinful man to a holy God. And tonight, the Lord Jesus Christ is willing and able to save your precious soul. This man in our text wanted cleansing more than anything else in the world. And how often there's many in this meeting unsaved. And maybe you've asked Christ into your heart. Maybe you've asked the Lord to save you. Maybe you've asked the Lord Jesus Christ even this very day into your heart. For when I was in the unsaved days, there's many a time I asked Christ into my heart. But I never seemed to get saved. You know why? Because I was unwilling. This man had one desire, and there was many things that hindered this man. We could say that his leprosy could have been a hindrance. And maybe you say tonight, I'm too bad a sinner. I couldn't come to Christ because of the depths of sin that I've been living in. My friend, this man had every reason to say that I couldn't come to Christ, for I'm covered with leprosy from the very sole of my foot to the crown of my head. Sure, he wouldn't receive me, but thank God, this man, the Lord Jesus Christ, receiveth sinners. Doesn't matter how far down the road of sin you've went. Doesn't matter how you have lived your life. The Apostle Paul was the chiefest of sinners, and he likened himself unto it. And he says, Christ came into this world to save sinners of whom I am chief. And if he can save the chief of sinners, he can save you. Thank God he saved me in the Maze prison. Thank God he saved many men who were in deeper sin than most here. Thank God the blood of Jesus Christ can cleanse away your sin. Jesus Christ has shed his blood for sin. Thank God there's a fountain opened in the house of David for sin and for uncleanness. It's the precious blood. You know, there's something else that hindered this man. For it says in verse 1 that great multitudes followed Christ. And maybe the crowd was going to put this man off. How could he get to Christ? Because of the crowd. This man determined that he was going to get to Christ for cleansing. And he wasn't going to be put off by anything. And maybe tonight you want to get saved, but you're afraid of the crowd. What will your friends say? What will those at work say? Even what will your neighbours say? What will your best friend say? What will your family say? Friend, maybe tonight you want to get saved. But if you want to get saved and you mean it, then I believe that you'll go through with God. And I believe God has spoken in this meeting already. And I believe the Lord is still speaking through his word. And you shouldn't be put off by how deep in sin you are and by the crowd. You should determine, like this man full of leprosy, to get to Christ no matter what. To determine tonight and make the decision tonight that I'm coming to the Lord Jesus Christ. And nothing's going to stop me. Friend, you need to do it. And you need to do it tonight. I think too that not only did this man push through the crowd, but this man came directly to Christ. And we wouldn't encourage you to come to this church and say that you're a Christian by faithful attendance at this house. But we would stand aside and simply be pointers to the Lord Jesus Christ. For salvation is not in a church. Salvation is in a person, the Lord Jesus Christ. This leper came directly to the Lord. And he fell down and besought the Lord that he would cleanse him. And we needn't fear of being cast out. For the Lord Jesus Christ is willing to save you. You need to come and put your trust in him. The only way that this man could have been cleansed from leprosy was by God himself. For leprosy was incurable by any human power. This man came to the Lord. He came directly to Christ. You know, the Lord says tonight, even in your sin, he says through the prophet Isaiah, "Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool." My friend, Christ has died and paid the price for your every sin. There's no sin you can imagine is greater than his love. Your sin cannot frustrate the love of Christ for your soul. You know, love can be frustrated, humanly speaking, by so many things. One minute you're friends with somebody, and next thing the friendship's gone. How frustrating is human relationships? But when you come to the Lord Jesus Christ, his love is so strong and so deep and so different, it can never be frustrated. Your sin can never bar you from coming to Christ. You should never listen to the devil saying that you're too big a sinner to come to Christ. This man was full of leprosy, covered in every part with that loathsome pollution of leprosy. His very breath had the smell of death and disease, yet he came to Christ as he was. Don't think that you need to change anything. Don't think that you need to come to church for a full year before you can get saved. No. You come as you are. You come as you in your sin, and you'll leave a different person. You come tonight dead in trespasses and sins, you'll go away made alive in Christ Jesus. You come tonight lost and sinful. And I promise you on the word of God, the authority of God's word, that you'll go away with salvation and cleansing. Christ's blood can make you clean. We sung that hymn, "There is a fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunged beneath that flood lose all their guilty stains." Christ, we notice, was willing to receive this leper. Notice in verse 3, as the leper came to him, he said, "Lord, thou canst make me clean." Verse 3 we read, Jesus put forth his hand. See, Jesus touched the leper. You know, my friend, the Lord Jesus Christ can touch you without being tainted with your sin. That is the love and mercy of God. Jesus said, "I will, be thou clean." Notice how willing Jesus was to cleanse this man. My friend, if you come to Christ tonight, then on the strength of God's word in John 6 and 37, "Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out." There's many in this meeting came to the Lord as they were. They were sinful and they were unclean. And they can testify tonight that Jesus Christ received them. And when he receives you, he takes you in and he doesn't cast you out. Thank God there's forgiveness with the Lord. Christ is ready and willing and able to cleanse you from your sin. My friend, you need to come confessing your sin. There's so much false profession today, and there's no real genuine turning away from sin when people are converted. We hear of so many and they've got saved. Next week they fell away. The fault lies in the heart of the sinner. because he has not genuinely turned from his sinful paths. Therefore, the Bible says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Not only come confessing, but we've been reading tonight in Romans 10, especially the verse 13, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And that's how simple it is. This man came believing, calling upon the Lord, and the Lord saved him and cleansed him from his sin. My friend, we want to look at what happened to this man. In verse 3, we read those words, immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And thank God tonight, if you come to Jesus Christ and are saved, immediately, in a moment of time, your sin will be forgiven. Tonight, in this meeting, you could be a child of the devil, and you could walk out through those doors in a moment of time, a child of God. You could be in darkness, and then in the next moment, in the light. You could be dead in sins, and then made alive in Christ. Immediately, his leprosy was cleansed. If you come to the Lord Jesus Christ tonight, you give him your heart, you repent of your sin and receive him into your heart, immediately you'll pass from death unto life. Immediately you'll be assured of a home in heaven with God forever. You know, the Jehovah's Witnesses will tell us that you can never be sure where you're going. They'll tell us that there's no hell. They'll tell us there's only so many get into heaven. But how far removed that is from the scriptures of truth. If you come tonight, you're as sure as heaven as if you're there, because your sin is immediately cleansed, immediately removed, and thank God, new life will enter in. You know, I never forget the testimony of my father. One night he came home from a gospel mission. The biggest miracle we thought of all was getting him out to that mission. But you know, this woman faithfully encouraged him along. That night he arrived home, and we knew there was something different. He went upstairs and he called his three sons up to his bedroom and he says, lads, your old man's got saved. We didn't know what the word saved meant, but my, we were soon to see what it meant. My dad just didn't turn over a new leaf. Thank God Christ gave him a new life. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. And I can testify that I was a sinner with my back to God, but he saved me and made all things new. I often wondered when I got out of prison, what would my old mates say? See, when I got out of prison, God gave me new friends. I didn't have to worry about my old mates. Thank God he gave me a burden for them to see them won for Christ. Friend, you need to come to Christ tonight. You need to come confessing your sin and calling upon the Lord. Salvation is instantaneous. The moment you call upon the Lord in earnest and repentance of heart, Christ will enter in and save your soul. One minute you're heading on the road to hell, the next you're doing a right turn and you're on your road to heaven. That is the power of God, and that power is available tonight. Make no mistake, before you leave this meeting, that what we're saying is Jesus Christ is present in this meeting tonight. He has come this way for you. You're going to walk out that door and reject him, or you're going to crown him as Lord of your life. In your sin, you're separated from God. You need to be reconciled to God through Christ. And it can happen for you tonight. We urge you to come to Christ. We plead earnestly. We can do nothing to even create an anxious thought in your heart, to even cause a concern in your soul about salvation. Absolutely nothing. We can only do what's possible. Appeal to the logic of the scriptures that it's folly to remain in your sin and out of Christ. But oh my friend, accept the Holy Ghost move and work in your heart. And you be willing and obedient to allow God to speak to you. And you be honest and earnest tonight. My friend, we often waste our time on people who are unwilling and they don't want to be saved. If you're earnest and willing tonight, then let nothing stop you. You need to come to Christ. Receive Him as your own and personal Saviour. Call upon Him. The Bible tells us, seek ye the Lord while He is to be found. The Bible tells us that we ought to call now. Don't leave it till next Sunday. Don't leave it till during the week. Do it tonight. We're going to bow our heads in this brief word of prayer.